Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, joined by another cross-country coach, this time at St. Pius's, John Daly, talking about some good things related to the girls' cross-country team who finished runner-up in the Class 2 District 2 race this past Saturday at Spanish Lake Park in Florissant. They actually tied with the R7 Blue Jays with 63 points, but a tiebreaker was the sixth runner. Which sixth runner placed higher, St. Pius's or R7s? R7s did, so they got the district title by tiebreaker. But St. Pius, what a great year and a chance for them to continue their great success. And we're going to run through the names here with Coach John Daly as Coach joins us here on KJ Sports Talk. First off, just a little tidbit for you guys. This is the first time since 1996 that St. Pius has had some state cross-country runners, so that's awesome, and we certainly wish them the best of luck moving forward this weekend at Gans Creek in Columbia. But before we address that, Coach, and the prospects of having some medalists, let's talk about Rita Eimer, Rachel Eimer, Hannah Shappie, Michaela Eimer, Sophia Shappie, and Reagan Edwards all going to state. That Rita girl, Coach Tilden Watson, came on our athletic director summer series earlier, this past summer, and that was the first name that popped into his head as far as cross country goes for St. Pius. Rita Eimer says that she is absolutely special, and we see it in the results, Coach. Let's start talking about her and just what a pleasure it's been for you to see her run this year.
Yeah, you bet, and thanks for having me on, Matt. I appreciate it. So we call Rita Cheetah. So she can run from the 400 meters, obviously, all the way up to cross country. And at the time of this interview, we just finished a workout. We did a 3x1 mile repeat. And, man, she beat me every single time. The last one, it was close. But it's just so awesome to have people that actually look forward to painful workouts. And cross-country runners are kind of a rare breed. But when Rita just sets the tone for the team and anything that we ask, she is just there. And everyone else kind of follows suit. And you can't pay too much for leadership like that. It really does set the tone. So it makes me look good, even though I don't do anything. You know, it's just having that runner with the intensity. And the best part of it is they know when to rest and they know when to race. And rest days are just as important as race days and hard days. And that combination has allowed us to stay really injury-free and to peak at the right time this season. And it's really part and parcel thanks to Rita's leadership.
Yeah, definitely. And, Coach, I know you guys aren't, you know, running races and saying, oh, we're trying to steal a spotlight away from anyone else. You want the spotlight on you because you want your cross-country runners who do well to be recognized for doing well, and that's obviously what we're doing here. But at the same time, Jefferson R7 girls, they've been district champs now 3 years in a row. I know your motivation isn't, you know, to just – I don't know, beat them silly, I guess, with your times and your placements. But certainly getting past them is a tough test. And point-wise, you guys did tie them. Like, they can't take that away from you. No one can. But just how much running against girls from R7 and other girls in this Class 2 district to class, how much of it do you feel like has made your team better this year?
So I love seeing all teams compete and all teams do well. So I was real happy for the R7 girls, too, and I hope they do great at state. When Jeffco represents, we go into this thing together. But competition is good, healthy competition. In fact, another little-known tidbit is Coach Bryant Wright and I were college teammates at Southeast Missouri State back in the day. And so he, the first thing after districts, I got a text from him saying, you know, congratulations and hope we do well. So cross-country is kind of a like any profession, a small sport, you get to know people and meet people, and you want everyone to do well. But when it comes time to put the chip on your shoe and the bib on your singlet and lace them up, it's go time. So, yeah, we'd like to give them a good battle next year for sure.
And as far as them making you guys better, is it specifically them? Is it just runners in general in this district that make your girls better, or is it something that just naturally comes from within?
So, yeah, running is a very intrinsic, motivational type of sport. And so we have a little saying that when we race, the first mile is we run with our head. You know, you don't want to go out too fast and be crazy. The second mile, you run with your training. I mean, we have a killer hill at St. Pius called Buck Knob, steeper than any hill that our girls have run on in any race course. And we do Buck Knob repeatedly. And so when the girls are out running, I'm like, this isn't even close to button up. So that second mile we do with our training, we rest in the fact that we've done the right things to get there. And the third mile is all heart. And so we don't necessarily need other teams to help us stay motivated, but I like to do things to keep them kind of on their toes. For example, all my kids go to the Windsor School District. So whenever we race Windsor, I'm like, anytime you see a W around you, I want you. So you do little fun things, you know, like that. But you shouldn't need another team to get you ready to run your best. If when you've done the right training and you are hungry to run your personal record, those other things take care of itself. But one last thing I'll say about that, though, Matt, when it's about 150 or 200 meters left, I always say, guys, I need to see a gear change. Now, as a coach, I used to have a lot of gear changes, Matt, but now I don't have as many. So I might be stuck in third and not be able to go to fourth. But I see those girls with 200 meters left do some amazing gear changes for kicks and pass like three or four girls in the shoot. And that's the type of intensity that coaches love to see. And when they see that success, they say success builds on success. And when you get a little taste of it, you want more. So while it's great to pee on another school now and then, really every race is different. And it's about, you know, setting your personal best and just having a good race, you know, staying smooth and relaxed. So, but yeah, I still like to pee on other schools now and then too, but mostly just for, you know, for fun.
Yeah, no, totally. I totally get it. And, you know, it's kind of funny you say success breeds success. It's something Tilden Watson enjoys saying quite a bit. So you guys are on the same level there.
You bet.
Let's talk about Rachel Eimer and Hannah Shappy. They kind of round out your top 15. Rachel 11th, Hannah 15th, and then we'll get to the other three. Of course, a lot of these girls sharing the same last name, which is great. But yeah, Rachel and Hannah rounded out your top 15, coach, and they now have a chance to experience something that they've never experienced before, and that's running at state.
It's about making memories. And one of the things Coach Wright texted to us and I shared with the girls, he's like, enjoy the moment. And so this is kind of gravy for us. We didn't really think we were going to make it this far. So we just want to, you know, really enjoy the weekend, you know, race hard definitely. But so we have four freshmen on this year's team and two juniors, and then we have one senior. And so the four freshmen, Hannah, who's a junior, has been instrumental on leading the freshmen kind of in the race. So at the beginning of the year, the freshmen are like, hey, coach, can we run in the JV races so we can medal? And immediately Rita and Hannah are like, which is beautiful. I didn't even have to make the decision. They're like, no, we're running together as a team. And Hannah really does a great job of pacing the girls, and I really mean that. And kind of they've matured, the freshmen have, along the season, where now they know kind of what racing's about, and that's due to Hannah's leadership. So Hannah and Rita are our co-captains this year for various obvious reasons. And then Rachel is a freshman who's just, when there's 200 meters to go, she just, it's something about cross-country runners. You know, they all look, you know, nice and bubbly and good kids. But, man, you put them in a race, and there's like 200, they just turn into another person, which is what you want to see. And that's what Rachel does. She just mows down anyone that's even remotely around her. And it's great, like I said, to see that gear change. So you have, you know, Rita and Hannah as our co-captains, and then Rachel. And one of the goals, you talked about giving runners motivation, Matt. So we looked up Rita's best time for the 5K as a freshman, and Rachel, her sister, who is a freshman, is within like 30 to 40 seconds of that. I'm like, Rachel, wouldn't it be awesome at state? Of course, Rita's right there, and they're, you know, kind of doing little trash talking. So, but it's like setting those little motivational things. So could Rachel beat Rita's best time when Rita's a freshman? We'll find out Saturday. So it's good to have a little family rivalry. But how about that family, just that natural talent combined with hard work? I'm very thankful. I have two sisters that love to train, and they're both, you know, very talented runners.
Yeah, coach, and they're making St. Pius look pretty darn good, aren't they?
And then Hannah has a sister also named Sophie. So you have two Shappies and two Eimers. And then Michaela Eimer is the cousin of Rita and Rachel. So you have like a family dynasty here on the women's St. Pius cross-country team, but they all have that intangible, just that attitude of give us, we love hard work. And that just makes a coach's day just super easy.
Yeah, certainly would. All right, coach, so you did bring up Michaela, you did bring up Sophia. Let's talk about Reagan Edwards. She finished 29th. That's top 30. And you know what? When it comes to like class four and their sectional races, top 30 is good enough to make it to state. So You know, I don't know about the times and how they compare to Class 4 runners and if she would have made, you know, state as a Class 4 runner. But I'm just saying that top 30 is very, very hard to achieve. And Reagan Edwards, your sixth runner, was able to do that.
So get this. Reagan has never done anything competitive like this before. She was a nervous wreck on the first day of practice. So, Matt, she has already PR'd her. She's lowered her 5K time by 6 minutes. And that's not a that's correct when I say that. 6 minutes. How many people can say that? So she is just transforming into a racer, and it is so awesome to see. So she's quickly just she's bought into the training. Even today in our mile repeats at the beginning of the season, she would be pretty far back. And now she was like running these right with Sophie today. So seeing runners mature, get stronger, get faster, get confident. To see somebody, wouldn't you yourself like to have a 6 minute PR? I don't know if you run that, but wouldn't you like to have a 6 minute PR in your 5K just after a couple months? And that's going to give you confidence.
Yeah, certainly would. And no, coach, I'm too lazy to run. but anyway, so let's not talk about that sad story.
Okay.
All right, coach, so you guys are on to state, the entire girls team, Class 2, District 2, runners-up. I know you tied in points, but you unfortunately get the runners-up tag along with it. But you know what? That's a vast improvement over a couple of decades, you know, last couple of decades. So I know you're very happy about that. I know St. Pius, the school, is extremely proud of these young ladies no matter what they do at state.
You bet.
So I just want to get you out on this because – I know you weren't able to field a full boys team this year, but Adam Bishop and Justin Kramer ran in the district meets. Bishop finished 25th, the season best for him, finished under 20 minutes, and then Justin Kramer finished in 58th with a time of 23 minutes. Just wanted to give you a moment to comment on those two guys this year.
Yeah, so we don't have a men's team yet, but that is the goal for next season. So I'm hoping, I don't know if the soccer coaches listen to this show, but I'm hoping we'll have some kids from the soccer team maybe come on the cross-country team next year because I think they're seeing, like, wow, these girls made it to state. And Justin and Adam are great leaders, but, you know, you can't do it on two guys. And even today, the season's over for them, but they're still out there running. They want to get better. And so I think, you know, this is my second season at Pius, so maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'm hoping that as we build this, like we said, success begets success. And maybe some of the guys at Pius will be like, you know, I never really thought about running cross country. We had a soccer player even run with us in today's league now. So if I could just get five guys, that can't be asking too much. I don't think it is. We can just get five guys just to be competitive. Who knows what could happen next season? We were talking about today, how cool would it be to have the men's team and the women's team go to state in the same year? That's something I don't think has ever happened at Pius, but why not? Why can't we make that happen? So that's our goal for next season, Matt.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Daly, appreciate you answering the call and doing this interview with us. And once again, congratulations to your St. Pius girls cross country team for making it to state. And we wish them the best of luck this Saturday.
Thanks for the time, Matt. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome. That is John Daly, head coach for St. Pius cross country. The girls team will be competing at state. Here are your runners: Rita Eimer, Rachel Eimer, Hannah Shappie, Michaela Eimer, Sophia Shappie, and Reagan Edwards. It'll be the Class 2 state meet this Saturday at Gans Creek at the Gans Creek Cross Country Course in Columbia. As Coach Daly joins us today on KJS Sports Talk.